And finally, after a rather long break, I have linked up again with my friend Peter Malone, who heads the film office at CIGNUS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Kind of staying in theme with the rest of the programme, today he told me about a recently released South African film. It looks like science fiction, but it really goes much deeper than that and touches on the raw nerve that is racial discrimination. We're on to a series of films that aren't really my genre, but we're talking about the futuristic films, District 9, Pandorum and Surrogates.
I thought you were going to say that. I was wondering whether you'd rushed off to see any of them, especially District 9.
I'm very interested in District 9, yes.
So that's a matter of heritage and loyalties rather than interest in futuristic films.
Well, let's start with District 9 then. As you say, it's a South African film. I think that District 9 might be a reference to District 6, the sadly famous district in Cape Town where the coloureds were kept segregated.
I would say so, yes. There are all kinds of parallels with the aliens who are there. But it's set in Johannesburg, in fact.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about the story, what happens?
I'm going to tell you first, it's made an enormous amount of money in America and all around the world. It's one of the hits of this year. So it's quite unpredictable that, something with a big budget like Surrogates, which we'll mention later with Bruce Willis, has done very meagre business, and yet people have flocked to District 9. So it made me wonder what it is about interest in futuristic films.
And what is your conclusion?
Well, this one is really intriguing because it has a spaceship parked over the city of Johannesburg for several decades. And the aliens who have found themselves on Earth have been rounded up in a kind of, as you'd guess, apartheid situation. And so the treatment of the aliens by the people of Johannesburg, both black and white, is very prejudiced.
Nobody comes back late at night anymore. They have more security.
The government noticed that they were moving into new areas. That's when things started to get out of hand.
They don't belong here.
They're spending so much money to keep them here when they could be spending it on other things. At least they're keeping them separate from us.
A lot of bad things started to happen.
They must just go. I don't know where they go. And they must just go.
We're at the breaking point. People are living in fear.
And there's an interest in some, for scientific experimentation. The aliens have become very weak over the decades. Some would like to escape. And in fact, some are planning an escape if they can get the technology ready. And a police inspector finds himself infected by whatever is ailing them. And he then is pursued as an alien, so he has to experience what they are experiencing.
Why are you here? Why don't you just leave? How do your weapons work?
So in a sense, it's social comment in a futuristic setting.
But are these aliens actually threatening to the society, or are they just perceived as such?
They're perceived as such, and they were rounded up very early and taken away. In fact, at one stage early in the film, there are big plans for moving them even further away from Johannesburg so that they wouldn't be seen by society.
So, should we recommend it? Not for children.
Not for children, but
a lot of violence, I think, in the film.
Yes, but I was going to say reasonable violence, but I don't know how that sounds. But violence that fits, I suppose, this kind of story, because it is about violence, no matter what is depicted, and with the echoes of the past in South Africa, it's very strong.
I just want everyone watching this right now to learn from what has happened.
So anybody who finds that kind of thing intriguing, I'm sure will find it a very interesting film.
Is there any kind of reconciliation experience towards the end of the film?
hopes more than actuality.
Okay.
Yes, it's as with a lot of the films about the future, there isn't always a lot of hope unless they come from Hollywood.
You're absolutely right there.
Yes.
Hollywood isn't very, very realistic, maybe.
No, well, Americans do prefer to have possible happy endings and hope. People from Europe tend to say, well, you know, we can be grim about things, and that's existential reality.
That was Peter Malone, head of the film office at Cygnus, the World Catholic Association for Communication.